Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And we're so excited. It is New Year's Eve, and we're getting ready to party. And with me today is actually the performer, and his band will be performing tonight for the New Year's Eve celebration, Mr. Miles Miner, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer from Chicago, Illinois, originally from Ocoee.
You grew up in Ocoee, and
we'll talk about why you moved to Chicago, probably something to do with your love and passion for the blues. But first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your story and how you got into music?
Yeah, so my name is Miles Miner. Like I said, originally from Ocoee, Florida. I'm 30 years old. I've been playing guitar since I was probably 10 or 11 years old. I fell in love with the blues and became a passion of mine after high school. I really got invested in developing my own band, and so I decided to pursue that, and that's what's kind of kept me going through the last 8 or 9 years.
Oh, and we mentioned, so right now you live in Chicago then?
That's correct, yes. Okay. In the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago. It's just south of the Loop.
Oh, and you moved there because of your love, or what was the
reason?
Yeah,
that's right. I'd lived in Ocoee all of my life, and a lot of my family's all from here, which is a great thing, but I decided to spread my wings a little bit, and I figured the best place to learn the blues was in Chicago, so...
Oh, so, I mean, for you, is that what you do a lot in Chicago, performing at a lot of blues clubs? Or?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not performing with my band at my own gigs, there's also great jam nights every night of the week there in Chicago, so you can play the blues with any number of people, and I've been doing that for about 8 years, so I've kind of gotten used to everybody up there.
And as we mentioned, Miles, that you do write some songs, but mainly a lot of what you do and a lot of what you're going to do tonight is probably, you know, good old classic rock. Classic blues and classic, Southern rock.
Southern rock, classic rock, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I like to take my own spin on it. You know, I may, I kind of like a lot of jam bands, too, like... Allman Brothers and stuff like that. So they influence me to kind of do medleys or expand songs maybe further than the record goes.
Oh, so for you, is there a certain type of blues or Chicago blues? I mean, what kind of draw you to the blues? I mean, was it listening it when you were growing up in Ocoee?
Yeah, I got hooked on classic rock first. You know, you hear all those great bands like the Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin, and all that stuff, and you hear all those heavy guitar riffs. And then I started to play, and I wanted to learn to play all that stuff. And then I started looking up the credits, and you see they're written by old blues cats. So I started looking up all that stuff and buying those records, and it kind of I went backwards. You know, I went from the classic rock to the old school blues, and that's when I learned about Delta and Chicago and all of the history with this great American music.
And how has been the reception? I mean, are you meeting a lot of blues artists in Chicago?
Yeah, man. I've played with Buddy Guy a couple times. I got to meet a lot of the top cats up there in Chicago. And they're all very nice and willing to teach. And you got to just prove you're willing to learn and show your face. They'll take you in. They're very nice up there in Chicago.
So with Buddy Guy, for example, you actually got to talk to him personally?
Very briefly. You know, he's usually very busy. Right. So, but, I did also meet him in about, it was, I think, 2007. I got to talk to him. That was the first time I went to Chicago. And then when I came back to Florida, it was kind of, that was when I started deciding I was going to make that my next place to live.
Oh, fantastic. So we mentioned about, you know, the different genres that, you know, you like to perform. And, you know, last year we heard that you put in some Southern rock. So, I mean, is that something you always like to include
in
shows?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I'm from the South, yeah. You know, and I mean, I love country music, too. I love stories. So I try to keep it diverse. I mean, I love blues most of all, but really you hear those patterns in a lot of different types of music. So you can expand it any way you want, really.
Oh, so, I mean, do you often get inspired to maybe write your... You mentioned that you write some music, but, I mean, do you write your own blues songs?
Yeah, or? I mean, I definitely arrange a lot of the stuff right. I do, but as far as... I've got maybe 3 or 4 original tunes that I perform on the daily gigs, but I'd like to expand that more, you know, and because I want to record eventually and have my own albums, and I don't want those to be all covers. Right. You know, you come see a live show, you can hear all the classic songs, you know. So, but if we're going to make an album, it's got to have some originals on it for sure.
So right now you would say you're kind of in the early stages, or at least the thought process of an album. You need those original songs.
Yeah, I mean, also just kind of getting the right group of players together. I've been working on that in Chicago for probably the last 8 years, and probably the last 3 years I've had the most consistent band, and that's also actually switched up just here recently with my drummer becoming a teacher at the Chicago University, so I had to kind of start over again. You know, I want to get the right personnel for this album.
So the whole band came from Chicago here, or...
Yeah, they're all, I met them all up there in Chicago.
Okay, so they all traveled. So when you usually make this trip, well, actually, this is your second year here. I know that because I've been here for 10 years.
Yeah. I usually come to Florida once a year around Christmas time, and I think this is probably 3 or 4 years in a row I've done it.
Oh.
Maybe not at this venue,
right.
But yeah.
But you do other shows while you're here, then?
Yeah, we were just at the Ace Cafe on the Friday before this.
Oh, and is the Ace Cafe similar to this place?
It's a lot bigger. It's more of a it's half biker bar, half concert venue. So it's kind of big.
Oh, so we mentioned about the blues music. So like tonight, like last year, you play a lot of blues. And I mean, do you find that a lot of people in Ocoee like the blues, or they're...
Yeah, I mean, they probably didn't realize it at first, but once you kind of start hitting that beat, you know, people start stomping their feet, and a lot of people, I see them mouthing the words and stuff like that. So they obviously do know some of these blues songs.
Oh, so, I mean, for you, is there a certain process that you use to pick the songs that you perform, or just the songs you like? Or,
well, I try to keep that loose, but I also, it depends on the audience. You know, you can start to see the vibe of an audience, and if they, you know, are getting more up and dancing and stuff like that, you may want to keep things more up-tempo. If you can see people are really listening, you might stretch it out and do different things.
Oh, so you kind of just try to feel the crowd, you know, wherever you go, huh?
Well, tonight's a good example. It's New Year's Eve, so I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to be up drinking and partying and stuff. So we'll probably do a lot more rock and roll, you know, inspired up-tempo numbers. So.
Oh. So, I mean, is that what you were doing, kind of the rock and roll for the New Year's shows, or is
yeah.
that what people want? Or
I mean, of course, blues has a lot of that influence on rock and roll, too, but like I said, more up-tempo, so usually if you speed up the blues, it sounds like rock and roll.
Exactly. So that's great. So, I mean, when you come here, do you have a chance to visit with family and friends? I mean, they come and see you and support you? Or?
Oh, yeah. I got my mom and dad here, and
my
stepfather, and, you know, cousins and aunts and brothers. And, yeah, everybody's here. So.
Oh. great. So, yeah, a lot of support. And so, I mean, when you're in Chicago, I mean, is there a different energy? I mean, is there a different vibe? I mean, people request different songs, or people encourage you to play different songs than they do here? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely in Chicago, it's a lot different. But I think the blues kind of goes over bigger up there. You know, they expect it, and if you can really do it, they really appreciate it. I think sometimes here down in the South, it kind of gets overlooked. You know, it goes over people, a lot of people's heads, if you're an aspiring blues player.
Oh, so I mean, when you're here, you hear like Allman Brothers and Leonard Skinner. I mean, those are kind of the requests you're hearing.
Definitely, and a lot of that stuff's based in blues anyway, so it's not really a stretch for me, but yeah, I mean, I would play differently if in Chicago, for sure.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Miles, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Miles Minor, a great musician, performer, and you're listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Today.
Yeah. All right, we're about to take it to church here.
Yeah.
Might have to be your man three times. Might have to be your man four times.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. With me today is a great musician, performer, singer, Mr. Miles Minor.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure and honor, Miles, that you could be here today on New Year's Eve. And so for you, I want to start off this this segment talking about, so for the new year, what plans do you have musically? I mean, is it a matter like, okay, it's going to be 2020, I got to get new songs, or I got to work on this or that? Or,
well, like I said before, I kind of was touching on, I want to get this album really, get it together, maybe just 6 or 7 songs on an album. And then if we can get that together, I have a little something I could put a small tour together with. So if I could just travel around towns like St. Louis and in between there and Chicago, and also coming down from Chicago to here and maybe getting a couple gigs on the way there. And if I could get that established this year, it would be a big step forward, I think.
Oh, so as far as like, is there new places or new venues like in Chicago that you want to play for the new year? Or?
Well, yeah, I just signed up with this great buddy of mine named Connor, and he is running a new talent agency called Bluesbird Talent Agency. So I signed up with him, and he's supposed to, we're working at this place called Johnny's Blitz in Westmont, which is just outside of Chicago. But we've been playing there. That's basically brand new. But they got all the best blues legends that come to this place. And now they're booking me there. And he's also wanting to book me at other places. So I'm hoping that's going to lead to some big things in the new year as well.
And I'm sure, Miles, there is a lot of blues festivals in Chicago. But, I mean, do you
Correct.
Have a chance to get to some of those or perform at some of those?
I did do the Windy City Blues Society stage at the Chicago Blues Festival. That was 3 years ago. They've had some management changes around there, and I haven't really kept up with them. So I haven't played at any blues festivals except for the ones in I did one in Berwyn or Lyons, Illinois. Okay. It was just outside of Chicago.
So with these blues festivals, usually that you just perform the blues songs only, or do you mix in Southern rock?
Oh, I always try to mix in at least a couple tunes to let them know where I come from, and yeah, you know, let them know about the South for sure, because it's important to me. So.
Yeah, Miles, like we said, we have Tom Petty from Gainesville, John Anderson, who was right from Apopka. So, I mean, were those the type of guys you were listening to, or the, you wanted
yeah.
to aspire to be? Or?
Well, like you said, Allman Brothers spent a lot of time here in Florida.
Yeah.
Ray Charles, you know, Derek Trucks, who's around right now, is one of my most inspiring guitar players to listen to. He's right. He comes from Jacksonville, so... Yeah, there's a lot of that Southern rock is where I got my influences for sure.
Oh, so, I mean, is there, you know, any, I mean, there's certain genres that you would like to get into? I mean, is there any sort of other music you'd like to fuse with the genres you're doing? Or?
Well, yeah, man, I love everything from funk
yeah.
to jazz to bebop. Big band. I used to play in the big band in high school. I mean, I love everything. So I could see any inspiration, you know, becoming part of that. But, I mean, the blues is always going to be stuck in there somewhere, you know.
Oh, styles. So, yeah, always have that blues. And how about like something like jazz? Is that something that you would think about mixing in? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly a great jazz player, but I mean, I would always love to aspire to do that. So it's things like that I would like to, like you said, try to do in the new year is expand my repertoire and my playing, you know, I'd like to become a better guitar player for sure. That's always a goal.
And speaking of guitar, Miles, so, I mean, you probably have several guitars, but, I mean, when you play Chicago blues, is there a certain guitar that people expect to see or expect to hear a sound? Or?
Everybody's got different tone, you know, but I think that's kind of the thing is with blues is really the touch.
Right.
And it's kind of a little bit dirty, you know, you want a little bit of distortion on there, but it's really how you get the vibrato and hearing the fingers on the strings. You want to make them sing.
Oh, so yeah, it's more the player than necessarily the guitar, but I mean, for you, do you use different types of guitars for different sounds? Or?
Well, I mean, of course I do acoustic stuff too, you know, I'll do acoustic gigs during the week and practice blues like that, but most of the time when I'm playing with a band, it's, you know, a Fender Stratocaster and just through a Blues Junior, and that's about it, you know.
So for you, Miles, you do pretty much do this full time, and you pretty much are available to kind of jump in if someone has an opening, or?
Oh yeah, I'm always available, but yeah. No, I don't. Sadly, it doesn't pay all the bills, so
oh, okay.
I do have a full time job in Chicago, but it's seasonal. It's landscaping, so around this time of year, it's too cold to work outside, so I get a lot of time to travel and play music. So.
And speaking of travel, well, we know you come here to Ocoee, Florida, but do you travel to any other states or places? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to most of them throughout the U.S. I mean, except for I haven't spent a lot of time on the West Coast, but Kentucky, you know, all the places along the East Coast I've been through. So Tennessee, Carolinas, all that.
Oh, so I mean, like states like, you know, the Carolinas, how does blues usually go over in some of these southern states?
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, especially, I mean, maybe I get a little bit of a leeway because I'm from Chicago, but I don't, you know, when I go play places like that, they don't really get a lot of Chicago blues or heavy blues cats. So when you go play there, a lot of people are stunned or, you know, very happy with blues because it's not what they usually hear. So,
and so do the southern states always like the Allman Brothers and the Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, those songs get them excited too.
Oh yeah, I mean, you want to save those for last in the set.
So, I mean, the question is, do you get requests? Well, let's talk about the blues. I mean, will people, like in Chicago, come and say, can you play such and such and such and song?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I think usually blues kind of has like a similar format, so you can kind of figure out what people are going for. But, I mean, I try to just keep the grooves different, you know, like, because blues can get very monotonous, you know, playing the same, like, chunk-a-chunk-a beat over and over again. So you gotta swing it, you gotta shuffle it, you gotta flat tire, you gotta whatever, you know, you gotta keep it mixed up.
So now as far as, like, you know, southern rock, is there certain favorites that people play? Like last year here, did you get a certain songs that people wanted to hear? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely everybody loves to hear Can't You See?
Oh,
and,
yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, One Way Out from the Allman Brothers. Stuff like that, you know, pretty popular stuff you hear on the radio.
How about Give Me Three Steps, you know that one? Or?
Yeah, I mean, any Lynyrd Skynyrd's going to go over good. So.
Oh, okay. So how about Freebird? That's the question.
Well, I mean, we're not going to do Freebird. That's a little too long, you know.
But that is something, if the, you know, was appropriate, that you would be able to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have, I'm only playing guitar by myself, so I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that song, yeah, you need at least two, so.
Yeah.
That's what's difficult about a lot of that southern rock stuff is that they have, usually have a very large band, you know, a lot of people on the stage. And that's not really indicative with touring or being in a blues band because you don't make so much money. So you want to have at least, like, at least amount of people as possible and make the biggest sound. So a group like ZZ Top would be good, to, you know what I mean?
So now, as far as the acoustic shows go, are these just you solo acoustic then? Or?
Sometimes I have people sit in. It'll be another guitar player, so like a duo situation, or maybe a drummer just keeping beat, you know, with me or whatever. Harmonica. So like front porch kind of stuff.
So, I mean, for you, when you do the solo versus the band, then is there something different or a different state of mind? Or, I mean, you have to play differently?
Oh, yeah. I think it's harder to play acoustic, really, because you don't have a band, a drummer, and everything keeping the beat with you. So you have to keep the beat in your head. And then if you really want to get creative, if you want to throw a lead lick over something, you have to really get creative because you're the only guitar player. So it's like you want to make as much sound as possible by yourself, you know, which is difficult.
So, I mean, as far as like a lot of guitar solos, then you're the only guitar, so there's no other guitars during
exactly.
the solo.
So you have to kind of improv, you know, and maybe make up something that would fulfill the, still hear the chord progression behind everything, you know?
And now, Miles, the question I wanted to ask you, is there still artists out there that, I mean, new artists that motivate you? I mean, you might see a new blues artist or new, you know, I don't know if they have Southern Rock, but, you know, new country artists and
they're everywhere, man, really, if you keep your eyes out. I was just at a show in Chicago with a great group. They're up and coming, called the Marcus King Band. You really want to look up for them. But they used to open up for guys like Warren Haynes and Government Mule and Derek Trucks, of course, and Tedeschi Trucks Band. I'm going to go see them in January. Eric Gales is touring right now. He's an amazing guitar player. You got Gary Clark Jr., who's up on top of the charts and stuff, and he's a blues musician, you know, still buddy guy, still putting out new stuff. There's new guys all the time, man.
So part of it, Miles, is to actually go to shows and listen to music. And then, I mean, are you inspired sometimes by this?
Yeah, of course, man. That's the best way to find out about new people and stuff. And I try to tell people all the time, you know, it's good to look online or read articles about bands or artists. But sometimes you'll go to a show and you'll see some band you never heard of and they'll blow your mind. So you got to go out and see as many shows as possible.
Okay, Miles, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for our very last segment. My guest today is Miles Biter, a great musician and singer and performer. And you are listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill on New Year's Eve at 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. With me today is Mr. Miles Biter.
Hello.
Who is a great musician, performer, singer, songwriter. He kind of does a little bit of everything and a lot of different genres, including blues and Southern rock and classic rock. And now, Miles, we want to talk a little bit about your social media and your website. So, I mean, for you, you mentioned you're 30. So, I mean, pretty much your whole life or more. More or less, the internet has been around. So, I mean, is that a lot about what you do? Or you still go to places and you still meet people and you still actually talk to human beings?
Yeah, I mean, I love to scum around, you know, all the bars. Excuse me. No, I feel like I'm much better in person than I am on social media.
So, I mean, for you, you like to meet people, you like to give them, you know, the music, let them hear the music.
I feel like I can explain it and show my passion a lot better in person. But I have been trying to get better at social media, and like I said, the Bluesbird Talent Agency has really been helping me out with that.
Oh, so, you know, to get the word out then, so do you have like a website then? Or?
We do. It's not up to date at the moment. I haven't really messed with it in a while, but that was kind of on hiatus for a while. We weren't really doing too many shows, so now that we're back doing shows again and it's going to be the new year, it's time to get all that updated.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the celebration's going on early.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, if our audience would like to, you know, see you perform, like, on YouTube, do you have any YouTube videos?
Oh, yeah. You can definitely look up Miles Minor or Miles Minor Band or Miles Minor Blues Band on YouTube. Any of those will, they'll be stuff that comes up. Some of it's old, some of it's new, but please keep your eyes peeled because we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming up this year, so.
So do you have any of the original music on YouTube, or do you do any original songs in public? Or?
I do perform originals. I have a couple of them recorded on a demo, but that hasn't been released yet, so.
Oh, but do you have somewhere on the website that you can hear the music, or the YouTube is probably good?
YouTube's going to be the best way to probably hear me right now. I do have a demo going to be coming out sometime this year, so keep your ears out for that.
Oh, so that's one of your New Year's resolutions that you're definitely going to be working
on. For sure, yeah. We have a couple of the tracks recorded already, but we got to get them, you know, overdubbed, and it's going to take a couple more sessions before that's ready.
Well, yeah, we look forward to that. So how long are you going to be at Ocoee then?
I'll be leaving here just after the New Year, so probably the 6th or 7th.
Oh, okay. And then when you get back to Chicago, you're going to just jump back into it?
Yeah, I got gigs already booked, so I have to be back into Chicago before the 10th, because I'll be playing at Johnny's Blitz with a good friend of mine, Nicholas Alexander.
Oh, so you mentioned Westmont, Illinois, so I mean, you try to hit the west suburbs of Chicago?
Oh, yeah, I feel like the suburbs, that kind of take you take better care of you out there, because
yeah,
a lot of times there's not a cover charge, and it's a guarantee for the band. A lot of places inside of the city, I mean, besides the famous blues clubs, if you try to go and book a blues act at the regular venues where people are going to see music, they usually don't go over as well, and they if you don't get a certain amount of people in there, you don't get paid. So,
oh, is that how sometimes
yeah,
it works?
Well, and there's corrupt doormen, and you know, it's the city of Chicago, so you never know what you got.
We already know how that works. So, I mean, do you perform in a variety of places like bars, bowling alleys? I mean, there's always a demand for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of them are bars, you know. Some of them are bigger, you know, some of them are restaurants as well. But, yeah, I mean, most of the music venues and places like that are very small in Chicago, so.
Oh.
It's usually a bar with a stage in it.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, there are certain places that in Chicago that blues bars that, you know, you need to hit, or everyone says you've got to play that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's classic ones. You know, you got Kingston Mines on Halsted, Blues on Halsted. There's Buddy Guy's Legends. There used to be a barrage much more. But there used to be some very cool dives down on the east side and south side and stuff like that, but not anymore, man.
And then, how were the dives? I mean, do you feel that it was a good audience for what you're doing?
I used to go into these random holes in the walls, and you'd see Mavis Staples in there, or, you know, Buddy Guy, or whoever, you know, and they're just hanging out. They're there to listen to music, too.
So even these blues legends like to listen to music. It seems like everybody likes to.
Well, they also really appreciate those clubs because people don't bother them as much.
Oh.
So they get away from the stardom. You know, they can just sit on the corner of the bar, have a beer, listen to their blues music, and everybody's going to say hi to them, but they won't. You know, they know them, so they've already talked to them before. They just say, "Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah. Hey, what's up, Mavis?" And you sit down next to them, you have a beer, and you listen to the blues. You know.
So, yeah, there's a certain way to approach these people that, you know, just say hi, you know, and just, you know, make it quick, make it sweet, have a beer.
Right, man.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of them, they don't want to really be bothered by going, "Oh, my God, you're the best, and I love this, whatever you did here," or whatever. You know, just probably asking them how they're doing, they would probably appreciate that, you know.
Oh. So for you, is there a favorite place? I mean, not favorite, but I mean, is there a place in Chicago that you play that you get excited about, or that you find yourself booking over and over again?
Well, probably the most consistent place I play is actually in Berwyn, Illinois, which is just 15 minutes outside of Chicago. It's called the Harlem Avenue Lounge, and they've been doing live blues for over 25 years there. And so everybody, all the blues cats that play downtown, they play there too. And that's actually how I got kind of a lot of my start with meeting these guys. I do a jam session there every Thursday, so I keep my chops up. And, you know, people come in and play with me, and it's a lot of fun.
So with these jam sessions, anybody pretty much come and jam with you?
Oh, yeah.
If there's anybody out there, maybe they'd like to.
Yeah, for sure. Come on down to Harlem Avenue Lounge.
Oh, wow. So that's great. And a lot of different venues. And speaking of venues, do you post those on your Facebook or your
course.
Website?
Of course. Yeah, I try to always keep up. At least on Facebook, you can see. I'm going to try to, like I said, this year, make it a New Year's resolution to get a better social media presence.
So they could check you out that way. And so right now, do you have any, like, CD? Or I know you're working on this, but, I mean, you don't really have any CD
I have,
CD
like,
to sell,
like no, not for sale. I have some demos that I recorded just for booking.
Right. Yeah,
you know, I send them to club owners and stuff like that so they know how we sound.
Oh, so you have those ready, and people could, you know, check the venue owners could check you out.
Yeah,
and
that's basically all I have right now. Not anything basically published for the public, but we'll try to try to get that soon.
We'll see. Okay, Miles. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I'm really looking forward to this show, and I'm sure you've got a lot of great songs. So you've already got your set list ready, then? Is that
well?
How you
we,
do it?
I mean,
or
we just kind of we just kind of feel it out because I only get to see these guys about once a year, so whenever I do come down here, we just kind of jump into it and see how it goes, you know? So I like to keep it loose anyways.
Okay, before we go, if, you know, people like to find out more about you, like I said, Facebook, or is that the best one?
Yeah, that's probably right now Facebook, and that's going to lead to a lot more. And also check out the BluesBirdTalentAgency.com.
Okay, Miles, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, man. Shout out to everybody in the blues community here in Ocoee and back home in Chicago. I love you guys. Thank you for having me on your show, man.
Okay, my guest is, it's my pleasure, Miles. My guest has been Miles Minor, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. You've been listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here on beautiful New Year's Eve 2019 to 2020, here at Front Row Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.